All right, we're live. Good morning, everyone. It's 9 a.m. Let's go ahead and call to order the June 16th, 2022 Advisory Committee meeting. And let's do roll call, please.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair.
Good morning, everyone. This is the roll call for the attendance of the June 16, 2022 Advisory Committee meeting. City of Chino.
Dave Crosley.
City of Chino Hills.
Ron Craig.
City of Ontario.
Courtney Jones.
City of Pomona.
Present.
City of Upland.
Brittany, you present.
Cucamonga Valley Water District.
Eduardo Espinoza here.
Fontana Union Water Company.
Josh Swift.
Harupa Community Services District.
Brian Smith.
Monta Vista Water District.
Justin Scottco.
Minor One San Antonio Water Company.
Brian Lee.
Minor Two Monta Vista Irrigation Company.
Justin Scottco.
Now for the ag poll. Mr. Larry Kane.
Present.
Mr. Pete Hall.
Present.
Mr. Jimmy Medrano.
Marilyn Levin for Jimmy Medrano.
And for the non-ag, Vice Chair Guy.
Here.
Ms. Kathleen Brundage. Mr. Christopher Quach. And I'm sorry, I apologize. I miss Mr. Nathan DeBoom.
You also missed Jeff Pearson.
Sorry about that. Mr. Henry DeHaan. Mr. Robert Feenstra. Mr. John Heitzing. Mr. Ron LaBruchery. Second Vice Chair Pearson.
Present.
Mr. Ron Petersma.
I think we got everybody. Is there anyone we missed on the screen or in the room?
I think Fontana Water Company has missed Chris Felix here.
Thank you.
Anyone else? All right. Wonderful. Are there any additions or reorders to today's agenda?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the Advisory Committee. No additions or reorders.
Wonderful. Then let's jump right into our consent calendar. If there's nothing to be pulled, I'll go ahead and entertain a motion on the consent calendar.
Jeff Pearson, so moved.
Thank you, Jeff. Second by?
Montana Union.
Thank you, Josh. In this case, being there's so many people on screen, I will take our items and just call for dissent. Any dissent on today's consent calendar? Hearing none, those items carry. That gets us to Section 2. 2A is the 2021 Annual Report of the Prado Basin Habitat Sustainability Committee. Is there a staff report today?
Mr. Chair, we have Andy Malone. He has the same presentation as was presented to everyone last week, but we can present it again if you wish.
Is there anyone who'd like to see the presentation again? I'm not seeing anybody jumping up to hear it a second time. So with that, I will go ahead and entertain a motion to recommend to the Water Master Board to receive and file.
Motion to receive and file.
Ron Craig, Chino Hills, recommends approval.
So I get my first from Pomona, my second from Chino Hills. I will call for any dissent on item 2A. All right. Hearing none, that item carries. That gets to Section 3, Reports and Updates. Legal Counsel, Brad.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the Pool Committee. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. My report is substantially the same as last week. As I reported last week, the June 17 hearing, which would have been on calendar for tomorrow, has been moved by Judge Ochoa's own motion or own order to August 31st at 9 a.m. in Department S-24. Hopefully, many, if not all, of your counsel have received also in the mail that notice of the reassignment of the case for all purposes. The other one thing I would highlight is we do have a mediation session in that Kaiser Permanente lawsuit scheduled for next Monday ahead of our return to Judge McCarville's courtroom on July 1st. With that, I'm happy to take any questions.
Anyone with questions for Brad today? All right, hearing none, thank you, Brad.
All right, thank you.
That gets us to item B. It's our engineer's report.
Morning. Yes, good morning. My report is also the same as last week. Just a reminder that comments are due on the draft technical memorandum on the safe field reset methodology update on June 24th. And we will be hosting at Watermaster the second peer review committee workshop to go over the draft TM and the comments received on July 20th next month at 9 a.m. at Watermaster again. And that's my report.
Questions for Andy? All right. On to the CFO report. Joe.
Mine's very quick. I have no changes from last week, and I have no reminders.
That was easy. Anybody with anything for Joe or want to talk about the audit? No takers on that. All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
That gets us to item D, our GM report. We'll go with Edgar.
Correct. We have an update from IUA, and we have Joshua Aguilar to provide the update on the drought situation.
Good morning, Edgar. Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. Good morning. Go ahead.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the advisory committee. Just a brief update this month. On June 1st, MWD's allocation officially began, and the data for weeks 1 and 2 show that together the state water project dependent agencies were within the target allocation limit. IUA agencies as a whole were also under the limit for weeks 1 and 2 of the allocation and tracking well for the month of June. We're off to a good start thanks to the many efforts of the customer agencies. The allocation will continue through December 2022. And we remain in close coordination with MWD and our customer agencies to support them and maintain within the allocation. That completes our update for today. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions on this report? All right, wonderful. Edgar.
Thank you, Joshua. We have Andy Campbell from IUA to also provide an update.
Thank you, everybody. Pleasure being here today. We're pulling up a presentation here. So what I'd like to do is come here after our GRCC meeting, which is a quarterly meeting, to give you a kind of a flavor of what's going on over the past quarter with the recharge program. I know we all don't get out to the field to see the recharge program, so this kind of aids in that. So this is my update for the past 3 months. This is Santa Vane Basin 3, which has been a real instrumental basin for the recharge program, which I'll explain the next set of slides. So kind of the overview today is just to give you a flavor of the last 3 months of activities. We've got Sansa Vane 3 coming online, which has been a basin that has been sort of a rough basin with flood control that we've been able to whip into shape. We've got some summer cleanings coming up at RP3 Banana and Brooks Basin. We have a couple basins we'd like to do before the end of the fiscal year, but that would be later in 2023. And then we've got some other, I think, kind of important maintenance projects I'd like to show you. And then we just have some ongoing vandalism and security issues. Just want to keep that in front of you. No real solutions there, but just want to show it to you. And then I've got some real good news on our recharge numbers for the year. I want to point out this photo here is our RP3 site. It's a mitigation habitat, which still recharges fairly well. And there is an RMPU project there. As part of that project, we were able to have our contractor extend about a 4-inch line into this cell, which allows us to keep recharging water when the maintenance activities are going on. So we've taken RP3 cell down to clean it out, but we've still kept putting about 4 acre feet a day into the space and through this little 4-inch pipe. And that's kind of hard to see the bubbling, but you can see the pipe underwater there, keeping the water flowing. So San Sebastian 3, it's an old flood control basin that never really had any maintenance. You can see on the upper left is 8 foot tall mule fat bushes. And with the last rain in December, it percolated in. It filled up the top, percolated in really well. So we've recently completed a pump station that allows water to be pumped up to here. We've got a recycled water line that could go to there. So not to have a vector control problem, we decided it's time to clean it up. So we hired Cal Fire. You can see them there in their orange jumpsuits, basically the firefighting crews for Cal Fire, got in and cleared out all that brush for something like $250 a day, very economical price. They just cut everything down to the surface. We brought in a contractor with heavy equipment to kind of rip out the roots. And then flood control came in and hauled everything out for us. So it was a very economical project. And on the bottom right, you can see the difference of the basin. There's still a little low-lying vegetation, but we got recycled water on. We've put in about 400 acre feet of water in the last 90 days without having any, you know, midge fly vector control problems at that particular site. So a very good site for us. Also in the San Sebastian complex, we, part of that RMPU project, we had some warranty issues with our pump. The pump is designed to send stormwater up to the upper basins because Basin 5 doesn't percolate well. We had warranty issues. We finally were able to resolve all those in March, and we were able to pump out the last 25 acre feet, which was still in there from December. So that's up and running, happy to say. So hopefully next storm season, we can really get some numbers up there to Basins 1, 2, and 3. One of our MWD turnouts had a problem. We had a tree tip over probably about a year or so ago, and it tilted the control panels, and it kind of shed some light on a small leak we had in the vault. And so that's completely resolved at this time. You can see on the left, the tree stump is sort of to the right. When it fell, it uplifted the control boxes and the Edison meter. And so we restored that. On the right, you can see it kind of buttoned back up. I mentioned this summer, we're cleaning RP3 basin. You can see it gets sort of green with some water weed, algae that starts to choke off the infiltration rate. So we dry the basin out. We've got our own crew that can pump out the water. That we save that by sending it down to the Declez Basin downstream. We're cleaning that one today. We're probably about halfway through this process. We want to do Brooks Basin. We're having a little bit of slowdown on Brooks because of a property development in that area. We have an easement across it for our pipeline from San Antonio Creek. We used to use that to run a surface pipe to discharge water when we want to drain this basin, but we can't do that because of the construction. They're building some townhomes on that piece of property. So we're working with the railroad to try to get an easement to pump across their property. But we're still working on that. And then we've got Banana Basin actively being cleaned. It's dry now. IUA's board will approve that contract in July, and we'll have that back online probably mid-August. Two other basins, Lower Day. Lower Day has an RMPU project associated with it, so we want to take advantage of all those new facilities. We have a new rubber dam, and we have a new outlet gate. We can raise the water deeper. But that basin hasn't been cleaned out probably for, I would say, 10 years. And it's been okay, but if we're going to fill that up with stormwater, we want to have it ready. So we want to kind of keep that on the horizon. Declez Basin, it's hard to see, but circled there in white, there's a big sandbar that collects in that basin. That's our responsibility because the program built berms in the basin that stops the flow of water from kind of keeping that flushing out to the Santa Ana River. So we'll go in there and clean that up towards the end of the year. We've picked up a project to assist the Chena Basin Water Conservation District. One of the storm drain inlets to Brooks Basin leaks profusely and it's damaged. It's hard to see here. The photo on the left is a bent gate stem. They've ordered all the parts, but they got an exorbitant quote from a contractor to install it. Basically, I think it was around $15,000 to remove that stem and put a new stem on that they already paid for. They balked at that, and they asked if IUA could do it for them. So our maintenance crews are going to come out probably for a couple $1,000, put that mounting on the wall, just get it fixed. So good cooperative project there with the Conservation District. We've got some other washout issues that we'll deal with. This is just sort of a constant problem. In December, we got really heavy rains, washed out a few slopes in the Turner Basin. So one of the things we want to look at is putting some aluminum down drains so we don't get these washouts repeatedly at this site in heavy rains. Another problem that we need to solve on the right, this is San Sabine Basin 5. The berm there on the left is erodes in the wind when it's when the basin's full. And you can see on the lower right, there's a gate that we can raise and lower, but it got totally obscured by sand. So we can clean that out, but sand will keep coming back. So we want to propose something as shown by those red circles, which is more of like you know, an informal gabion or, you know, heavy rocks that will keep the erosion from clogging that gate. If we needed to drain that basin in this condition, we couldn't do it. It would be underwater. We can't clean that gate with it underwater full of sand like that. And vandalism on the left, you know, you've got some, occasionally get these pull boxes, junction boxes ripped open by those looking to salvage copper. All the other four photos are at 8th Street Basin, which is kind of our hotbed of, homeless activity, homeless camps. You know, they dump their belongings there, which causes a huge cost escalation when we go in and need to clean the basin. When we pull out the dirt to restore infiltration rates, nobody wants this dirt if it's full of syringes and coolers and clothes, you know, those types of things. So trying to keep an eye on it and work with the PD when we can to clean up these sites. So my last couple slides are some of our, you know, what I think is sort of some good news for the year. It was a very dry year, which the good news is we're able to really emphasize our recycled water program for the year. So this is the last 12 months. You can see the only real good strong storm event we had was in December. We got 5,500 acre feet of storm inflow in that month. A little bit in March, but not much else during the rest of the year. But the four asterisk columns were record delivery months for those individual months. So if we look at all our entire history for September, January, February, and May, in this fiscal year, we hit the highest number of deliveries for those months. And part of that is due to the drought. Part of that is bringing that San Sabine 3 basin online. And my last slide is kind of a complicated slide, but I think it tells a good story. On the left is our stormwater accumulation, and it's the past 10 fiscal years. The black solid line, our dashed line, is our current year through May. So on the left, you have stormwater. The blue is our wettest year. The red is our driest year. And even though it was one of the driest years on record, we still, because of that December, ended up in sort of a median value for the program performance, which I think isn't too shabby. Last year, I believe, was one of those red lines near the bottom of the graph. So we performed better than last year. And then on recycled water, another a great story. You can see our record year was last year in the red dashed line. And on June 8th, we surpassed that number. So this year, we're going to exceed our recycled water record of last year. I would forecast we're going to end up just around 17,000 for the year, which is a great place to be. And again, a lot of that is due to the drought, but I also have a team working behind me that, you know, runs out to the basin, turns valves, clears debris, makes sure all our communications is running, and we're able to hit this number. So I look forward to extending the graph up a little bit next year so we can include this year's number. With that, that's the end of my presentation. Hope to keep your meeting on time. If there's any questions, I'll be happy to answer them for you.
Any questions on the report today?
All right. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you, Andy. And the last two items, one is informing the advisory committee that we hosted a special workshop on May 26th for the Water Master Board. And on the July meeting schedule, Anna has a reminder for everyone. Anna?
It's the same report as at Wolf.
Okay. Yeah. We're going to be dark in July. That's a reminder.
All right.
That's it.
Wonderful. Any questions for Edgar? We have the IUA written report in your packet. We had Andy's presentation. Are there any committee member comments? Any other business? All right, no closed session today. Your future meetings are listed. So the only July activity is the Safefield peer review workshop on the 20th. And with that, if there's nothing else, let's go ahead and adjourn our meeting. It is 9:20. Thanks, everyone.